Hello, good morning from Proactive New York. Joining me today is James Passon, CEO at BioVaxis Technology. James, it's great to see you. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Great to see you.
James, the company has now has a clinical study site for your phase one study to develop an ovarian cancer vaccine. Where did you settle on?
So we're pleased to announce that we have entered into an agreement with Hospice Civil de Lyon, which is the second largest university hospital center in France. It's a leading clinical research site in the European Union. So we have we're collaborating with HCL to be a clinical site for our planned therapeutic ovarian cancer vaccine trial that we are launching together with our partner ProCare Health in the second half of this year.
So clearly well-known in Europe, but could you give us more detail on why you decided on this specific one?
Yeah, well, for a number of reasons. One, it's the excellent reputation of the institution, the fact that HCL has agreed to supply us with essentially ovarian cancer tumor waste, which together with the supply agreement we have, similar supply agreement we have with Deaconess in the United States, will help BioElpida, our manufacturing partner, accelerate and complete the GMP production line, which is required in order to submit the CTA application to the European regulator for approval to launch the phase one ovarian cancer vaccine trial in Europe later this year.
Who are some of the planned clinical investigators that are involved and what kind of experience do they have in this space?
Well, we're quite honored that we're able to collaborate with Dr. Bowles and Dr. Yu. Both doctors are well-known, not only well-known doctors, but thought leaders in the field of oncology. In the case of Dr. Bowles in gynecological oncology, they've led numerous scientific studies, and really it's really a huge, at least for me personally, it's a huge endorsement to work with these two leading scientists, doctors, and thought leaders in France to really support our scientific investigation as we launch the phase one ovarian cancer vaccine trial.
Yeah. So in choosing this site and entering into this supply agreement, you mentioned the clinical trial application. How much closer does this bring you to this?
Well, in my view, we're definitely on track to submit the CTA into the European regulator in the second half of this year, and we're really on deck to launch the trial in the later part of the second half of this year.
All right. Anything else investors should be keeping their eye on?
Well, there's a lot going on with BioVaxis, but I would say the ovarian cancer vaccine trial is very important. There really are very few good therapeutic options for women that are diagnosed with late stage ovarian cancer. If we can make a difference, I mean, this would be a very positive development for women, but it would be a huge beachhead for BioVaxis as we take our bihaptonized autologous therapeutic cancer vaccine trial, as we take that through clinical development and ultimately move on to other cancers.
Look forward to following what you're working on here. James, good to see you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.